Shubho there. That yoga means health, dynamism, and leading a life. We had to ask the question, what is our default state? Is it default state is health or sickness? Default state, is it cheerfulness or dull life? Is the default state is leading a life or leading a life without any choice? The health means yoga means health, bubbling with energy and leading the life the way in which we lead. The opposite of health is called as opposite of yoga is roga. Roga, opposite of yoga is roga. Roga means sickness, dull life, and dragging our heels. We don't know what we are doing, and we are just going helpless living. That is roga. What prevents us to come out of roga to yoga is boga. Boga is the one, boga means indulgence. Indulgence, over indulgence, it is a barrier between yoga and roga. The diseases come to us because of overindulgence in Hatha Yoga Pradipika talks about why a yogi perishes in life. Why yogi perishes? Because it is talking about overindulgence. Yogi perishes because of over talking, over indulgence, and it's unsuitable company, no perseverance, wrong knowledge, and no courage. Because of that one, yogi perishes. And the yogi thrives, Hatha Yoga talks about, because of the cheerfulness, firm belief in Guru's words, right knowledge, courage, and talks about perseverance. Perseverance, whatever it takes up, doesn't give up. Because of that one, yogi thrives. That other yogis, even in the path of yoga, they fall down. If you look at the scriptures, case study also, people who are on the path of spirituality, they fall down. Fall down because they fall to temptations. Temptation, overindulgence, resulting in they fall down from the path of yoga. The how to continue the sadhana, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, he talks about what is required is anusthana. Anusthana means repeated, time to time, awaken yourself. Anusthana, you have to have a regularity. And we had the last week Upakarma, and for some other people next month also Upakarma is there. Upakarma means reaffirm your commitment. Whatever you do regularly, you start losing the interest and you get sidetracked. So every year, for example, tomorrow is Krishna Janmashtami, Krishna Jayanti. So every year you make a sankalpa. Why it is, it is not one off, every year I am doing a sankalpa. I renew my sankalpa, repledge, it's anusthana is required. By doing that one, and many teachers, they call students for retreat. Retreat is sort of anusthana. If I am digressing, it is an opportunity for me to come back. Otherwise, if I am left alone, I go tangent. It is an opportunity for me to realign myself Patanjali talks about Yoganga Anusthana Ashuddhikshaye Jnana Deeptira Viveka Khyate. When you do the Anusthana of Yoga, regular Anusthana Yoganga through the practice of limbs of Yoga, Anusthana Ashuddhikshaye, diseases goes away. When the sickness melts, goes away, one regains yoga. Diseases, when the roga goes through the practice, yoga comes. Ashuddhi kshaye, diseases come to us because of impurity. Impurities in the physical level, it comes through the food, in the thinking level, and the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita we started upon, it is talking about the dull mind. It is also not uninspired mind, it is a sort of sickness. It is a sort of sickness, I am not motivated to do anything. Ashuddhi kshaye, Jnana Deeptira Viveka Khyate. Viveka Khyate means one develops a power of discrimination. What is right and what is wrong? We are all on a shelf life. We can't do anything for a long time. I can't keep on playing, for example, Nilesh. Cricket. How long I can play cricket? I age after that one. I have a shelf life. How to utilize this shelf life wisely? Jnana Deeptira, one develops a power of discrimination. My shelf life, how can I utilize my shelf life? Time is not waiting for anyone. Death can pounce on me anytime. And Viveka Khyate, Jnana Deeptira, light of knowledge. I have to hold that light of knowledge and move in the right direction and march in that direction. Patanjali talks about Ashuddhi kshaye Jnana Deeptira Viveka Khyate. And Yoganga, he talks about limbs of yoga. What are the limbs of yoga? He talks about Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhayo, Ashtangani. He talks about eight limbs of yoga, talks about Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. Samadhi, these are the eight limbs of yoga, methodical approach. Methodical approach, these days we call yoga, asana, a misnomer for asana is yoga. I do yoga means asana. The other parts are taken off. The Yoganga Patanjali talks about asana also is a limb of yoga. It is not the only yoga, it is one of the limbs of yoga. He talks about the ground rules before doing getting into yoga asana. You need to know the rules. Rules and regulations in yoga. He talks about Yama and Niyama. Yama is talking about the macro level. In the macro level, how to deal in the macro level. Niyama talks about in the micro level, how to deal with. You need to know how to deal with. When I'm dealing with the world, it is a macro level. Niyama is a micro level. How to deal with yourself? You need to know micromanagement and macromanagement. You need of these two, which one is more important? Macro or micro is important. He talks about macro is important. Why? Between the macro and micro. Macro because the Yama talks about how to Yamayati. How to restrain yourself. You should not be a burden for others. Yama talks about how you won't become a nuisance to the world. If you do not have Yama in your life, you will become a nuisance, trouble for the world. It is okay, you don't do anything for yourself. at least not you become a problem for others. That is more important. Otherwise, no management. You don't do anything, and that's why people put them in the prison. Then people don't, you don't become a trouble for others. In the prison, you don't do anything. You sit, just sit. At least you stay, don't trouble others. Yama is more important than Niyama. Patanjali talks about these principles of Yama. Jati, Desha, Kala, Samaya, Anvichana, Mahavratam. He talks about it is a Mahavrata. Vrata means observance. He talks about Yama, following the principles of Yama, it is a Mahavrata. Mahavrata means great vow. Everyone must do. He talks about Desha, irrespective. I may say I am not interested in yoga. Patanjali says whether you practice asana or not, whether Desha, whatever country you are in, for the welfare of that country, everyone must do. Everyone, Desha, Kala, whatever time, in 2024 or in 50 years time, 100 years time, Samaya, whatever time, in the morning time, evening time, night time, all times. Desha, Kala, Samaya, Jati. Jati, Desha, Kala. Jati, he talks about Jati. Jati means whatever your denomination of birth, whatever your religion is, irrespective of your religion, irrespective of your country where you are living, and any time, and any period, and any time, Jati, Desha, Kala, Samaya, Samaya, Anvicha, Na, Ete, Mahavratam. These Yama, principles of Yama, he calls it as a Mahavrata. Everyone must observe. If we want peace in the country, if you want the country to prosper, everyone must contribute. Everyone, by applying the principles of Yama, your home will prosper. Your workplace will prosper. Your country will prosper. World will prosper. He calls the principles of Yama as a Mahavrata. Mahavrata, everyone must follow. And Niyama principle is talking about your own enrichment. Before I... first is Yama talking about not to be a problem, and Yama is talking about you contribute to the world. Niyama says, before I contribute, I should have. How can I enrich myself? Without enriching myself, I can't contribute. I can't contribute. I was telling Prashant, Raghavendra Swamiji's 353rd Aradhana was there, his 353rd year of passing. The thousands of people across the world, millions of people follow him. They get the desired things from him. I told him, before him, Krishna Devaraya was there. He was known for his wealth. During Krishna Devaraya's time, the precious stones were sold by the market, by the heaps, by the riverside they used to sell. He had so much of wealth, but his lineage, they have nothing. However, much he had evaporated. But Raghavendra Swamiji acquired such a wealth, still people are reaping. What type of wealth he accumulated? How did he do? How did he do? After 353rd year, people are getting, encashing that one. What is that wealth? what is that wealth? It is talking about niyama. We also, not I was telling somebody, not just Raghavendra Swamiji, why not you also? Acquire such a wealth. Your lineage come down the lineage. Let them tap into the wealth you accumulated. What is that wealth? Not in the wealth in the bank. That wealth, what we are because of the some ancestors, our ancestors, they have done so much of sadhana, we are only encashing. Unless you contribute to the pot, your down the line will go into penury. Niyama is saying that your generations to come must encash what you have done. You have to contribute to the pot of your lineage. Niyama talks about how to contribute. Contribute so that in the lineage, abundance is there. Abundance of joy, peace, prosperity is there. That is Patanjali is talking about.